It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown will be calling the Bills game on WGR Sunday afternoon against the Texans. Chris is brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. Chris, this is probably the most anticipated game of the season, but the injuries for the Bills are pretty concerning. Shaquille didn't practice yesterday, nor did Daquan Jones, Taylor Rapp. What does the roster look like if they can't go on Sunday?
Yeah, Daquan Jones should be okay. It was a veteran rest day for him, so no worries there. Rapp remains in concussion protocol. We'll have to see if he makes it through another step of that protocol today and gets closer to being cleared. But usually players that experience a concussion typically miss a game, at least one. So there's a very good chance Cole Bishop gets his first NFL start on Sunday alongside Damar Hamlin at safety. And we're kind of wondering where Terrell Bernard is in terms of his return. He started practicing this week, but on a limited basis. Listening to him address the media this week, he doesn't sound supremely confident that he's going to be ready to play and return to the lineup. So I think there's still a chance we see Baylen Specter in there, a middle linebacker again.
Well, of course, the big story this week is Stephon Diggs. And I don't know if it's the fan in me or the media member in me. It's like my least favorite part of the game, Chris, and that is that every player always wants to downplay the most interesting thing. And for fans this week, the most interesting thing is, can we prove that we made the right decision in trading Stephon Diggs and going it without him? And for a lot of fans, this is kind of the bellwether test to that up against another high-powered offense. What do you think that's going to be like seeing him on the field in different colors? Well, they kind of almost wear the same colors. In a different jersey, you know what I mean.
Yeah, they have a little more navy blue there, but yeah, I know what you're saying. Look, I mean, everybody's been downplaying it all week. I think the competitive juices, once they get flowing, you know, things might get intense on the field just in terms of wanting to make plays and things of that nature. And it's interesting because Houston is using Diggs in a different way than the Bills did. They use him primarily on underneath routes, middle of the field type stuff. The Bills use him more outside the numbers, as we know, you know, maybe some deep crossers at times, but mostly outside the numbers. And he's racking up stats. I think he's unquestionably their number two receiver behind Nico Collins, who leads the league in receiving yards. So I think there's a very good chance he's going to get his, you know, in the game. And I think most Bills fans will be satisfied, you know, even if he has 7 or 8 catches for 75 yards, as long as the Bills win, who gives a hoot, right?
Good point. You know, aside from the Diggs storyline, this is also a huge game just in the AFC playoff picture, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's early, but yeah, teams are always jockeying for that. And, you know, I think we all looked at the schedule at the beginning of the season and knew this was going to be a challenging stretch here with the Ravens, Texans, and Jets all on the road. So this is part two of that. And I do expect a much better effort from the team after, you know, they kind of looked flat last week against the Baltimore Ravens. So the Bills are 18-5 since 2019 after losses under Sean McDermott. So let's hope the winning side of that record holds up this week.
You know, so much attention on Diggs, obviously, but for a lot of fans just tuning into the Texans for the first time, it might not be Diggs who jumps off the page for you. Nico Collins, man, this guy is turning into one of the best receivers in the league. You think Bills fans are going to be surprised to say, hey, what, I thought Stephon Diggs was that guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are aware of him, mostly. I know we don't see the Texans all that much, but they did make the playoffs last year. They were division winners in the AFC South. So, you know, he's been on the radar, and he had a good season last year, but he has really taken the league by storm. I mean, he not only leads the league in receiving yards, he leads it by over 100 yards to whoever is second. So he's out in front by a wide margin here early. We'll see if that comes back to the mean as the season wears on. I think one of the reasons his production is so high is because their running game has been a problem. They've been without Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce, their top two running backs, each of the last two games. And it's not looking good for either of them this week. Neither of them practiced Wednesday or Thursday. So there's a good chance both of those players miss Sunday's game again. So maybe the Bills' defense could be successful in making Houston one-dimensional, and then they become much easier to defend.
No Von Miller this week and for 4 weeks total, but who steps up?
Well, I mean, there's an exciting young player that the Bills drafted in the fifth round named Javon Solomon, and Bills fans have already gotten a peek at him. You know, he got some playing time against the Jaguars. I think he got 12 snaps, and he had a strip sack fumble in the game. He led all of college football his senior year at Troy University with 16 sacks. That led the nation. And talking to a lot of the veteran players on the defensive line, he was one of the players with whom they were most impressed in training camp. He's not a tall player on the edge, but he can bend, get around the edge, get underneath offensive tackles, and he has extremely strong hands. For a shorter player, he has 11-inch hands. That is highly unusual, and he uses them to his advantage. So I think if he gets enough snaps, he stands a good chance of making an impact. And let's not forget this. Their left tackle, Laramie Tunsil, has been injured all week. He might play, but he won't be 100% healthy out there.
Well, the Bills looking to bounce back. We hope they can do it against Houston in a Sunday 1 o'clock game, Chris. It's just for this 1 week before we're back to primetime, but doesn't it feel good?
Yeah, I actually like the 1 o'clock games. Yeah, and we'll get home earlier, so that's good too.
I mean, I enjoy it, and the next morning I'll enjoy it even more. Hopefully after a Bills win, too. Hey, Chris, thanks so much. You hear Chris Brown on the call on WGR. Again, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Back to the, you know, your regularly scheduled football game after 3 weeks in primetime. Chris will be on the call with Eric Wood on WGR. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.